Hello and Merry Christmas!
Ho ho ho!
Good ad lib.
Oh, 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 indeed. That was Santa Gruben. Welcome to the Beercast's Christmas special. My name's Richard. Happy Christmas. With me is my head elf, Shovels.
Hello.
His head elf, Gruben.
Hello.
And everyone's jolly Santa, Mr. B.
Oh, thank you.
So, if you've listened to one of our Christmas specials before, this is actually our fourth one. We've done four of these.
Yeah, it's our fourth year. Bloody hell.
Our fourth Christmas.
Hard work, isn't it?
So we do it slightly differently. We have six beers tonight, so we've got a few more than normal. Plus, it's all totally random. So I ask our esteemed panellists to my right to pick a number between one and six. I then go and fetch the beer, and then we sample it. They're all Christmas or winter ales from all over the world. So which one of our panellists would like to pick the first number?
Let's pick a number to decide.
Yes.
I'll pick first.
And then pick a number.
Number four.
Number four, okay.
Music. Elevator music. Ding, 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 ding. So where have you sourced these beers from, Rich?
These beers are from local Edinburgh bottle shops. Here's our first one, and it is...
Ooh.
Fine. Yes, it's called Ooh.
It's Ooh beer. No, it's Ooh. It's Fine Ales Holidays.
My one of my favourite breweries. Yes.
As ever with our Christmas beer cast, we will rate them as we normally do, out of 10. And we also give the label a rating out of 10 for Christmassy factor. So bear that in mind. That's a joint decision.
So I'm just checking to see whether...
Zero for the label, because it looks like all the other ones.
It's called Holidays, though. Come on, you must get one for having
but
a Christmas word on
it. Right. I don't get it.
We know Fine Ales quite well. Obviously, Mr. B grew up near Fine Ales Brewery. They're based at Kendal, which is just at the... Is it the head of the loch? And you come from the sea part of the loch, is it?
It is at the head of loch.
Fine.
Fine.
Yeah. Mr. B grew up in Ardrishig, down the less salubrious area. No, it's all lovely. It's all lovely. And we've had quite a lot of Fine Ales beers in the past. And this is their winter seasonal. It's called Holidays.
A dark amber ale.
A dark amber ale. It's 5%. Again, we always talk about the Christmassy factor and what makes a Christmas beer, what differentiates a Christmas beer from a winter beer.
It smells of sweets.
Mm.
Smells really nice.
It's quite cold. I've taken these out of the fridge a while ago, so they should be...
That's a nice smell. I can't place it, though.
It tastes nice, but it doesn't taste... I like it. But it doesn't taste like Christmas beer. It tastes like the rest of their beers.
Smoking?
It's no, it
it's a bit sweeter, maybe.
Mm. It's a big hoppy hit, but once it kind of leaves your mouth, there is kind of spicy something there.
It's maybe slightly cold.
My tongue is only good for certain things, so I
not for talking.
So I can't even tell what it is, but there's definitely a spice something slightly Christmassy about it.
Mm. Fine Ale started off in 2001 by Johnny and Tuggy DeLapp, who leased, they had a farm and they made a brewery in an old milking parlour on their farmland at Akadunan. I'm looking at you, in Kendal. That may be just the name of the farm. Kendu.
It's like a skin-do.
And they started off brewing in 2002, and they've been going ever since. Unfortunately, Johnny passed away last year, but Tuggy's still going, and their son, Jamie, has taken over the brewery responsibility, and they crack out a range of really good beers. Avalanche, Piper's Gold, Vital Spark, Maverick, Highlander, really good beers. I don't know if they've done a winter beer before. They may just do this every winter, but it's the first time I've come across it. They've got their bottling operation more synced up now, so we're getting their beers over here more often now than we never used to. It does seem a little bit cold. Hopefully there's a warm up a bit and then we can get into it. But what do you think of this, Shovels? Are you a fan of Holidays?
I think it's alright. It smells really good. I really love the smell. I'm smelling it more than I've been drinking it.
What percentage would you say if you didn't know what it was?
4.5.
5.
Yeah.
What is it?
5.
I actually read the bottle and missed it.
It tastes like a 4.5 to 5.
I don't know. It's a little bit of smoke and smells of... Oh, I really can't place that smell, but nice fruity smell.
It says they describe this as an antidote to Christmas. No strange spices, just a really good strong beer with a crisp fruity hop flavour and plenty of malt.
Yeah, maybe it's just fruit I'm tasting at the end.
There's a fruit, definitely fruity note.
Yeah.
Kind of fruity hops, yeah.
I like it, but it's...
It's like it, I like it, but it's not... I expect the Christmas show to have Christmassy stuff. So I'm slightly underwhelmed in a way. Well, but as a beer goes, it's yeah. nice.
That's the
second time, didn't it?
That's the eternal argument, isn't it, about these things, is how Christmassy is it? How festive does a beer need to be a Christmas beer? And then you have the winter beers and how that differs and etc. etc. But they said that this is not a spiced beer, but it's their Christmas offering. And we'll see later, we'll have beers that aren't necessarily spiced, but they're the beers that are put out by the brewery at Christmas, so they are their Christmas release.
Yeah, I suppose. In fact, you only get them once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. It's special enough, I suppose.
Would you say it was a winter warmer?
Yeah.
Not at this temperature.
Not, well, yeah, okay. Yeah. But it's warming my throat and my old tummy.
And everywhere in between. It's got a very smoky aftertaste to it, which I quite like.
Yeah, but it's unusual to have massive hops and massive smoking. Like
The malt.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as the smoke beer, but it's got a little bit of smoke.
Yeah,
it gets smokier as the warmer it
overtone. Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Peaty overtone, I like it.
Overtone, undertones, wobbly and free.
Oh, right,
it's a classic. It's a classic.
Oh, yes.
Just before we came on air, sorry, I just gave my fellow...
Is that a Freudian?
It's just the way I'm saying it. I gave our fellow panellists a couple of beers, a Brewdog limited edition release and Trashy Blonde, so it'll be interesting to see what they make of that.
What's that got to do with Christmas?
Nothing, well, it's a present.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Mr. Man Christmas. Who just received a lot of Christmas presents.
I did. Under the guise that everyone was getting a present, and I got lots.
Yeah, but we had Craig's son nursery had a raffle, and Craig just walked in saying five of us have won prizes, or there were five prizes to give away. And Sean's won them all.
Doesn't normally happen with me. But there were things like a potpourri bag, chocolates in heart shapes, a clock made out of an icing tray, but the best thing by a long way was a steak pie. Well, the voucher for a steak pie, so I'm not going to leave that. Amazing.
Yeah.
Let's hope your girlfriend doesn't listen to this podcast before Christmas.
Oh, she doesn't know it exists.
You would never admit to this.
That's why. Keep on.
I think you sound like you're dissing the prizes here a little bit. They're all good prizes.
No, they are. Yes.
For girls.
For girls, yes. No, apart from the steak pie.
Apart from the steak pie. That's brilliant.
I almost won the speedboat, but unfortunately. No.
The steak pie is yours. It's safe.
It's safe. But do you want to gamble?
I always wanted a bully tankard. I thought they would have been quite good back in the day.
I wanted a bendy bully.
Bendy bully, yeah. You probably buy those on eBay now.
No, 25 quid last time I looked.
25 quid, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
What is up with the world?
I know. It was a couple of years ago when I looked.
What is up with the world that you're looking
for? Was bendy bullies on eBay.
I can't remember why. It was Jim Bowen was doing a show in the festival maybe 3 years ago. I was at Bright Grey. And for some reason, somebody was leaving at the same time, and we were trying to find a bendy bully for them as a leaving present. But they were 25 quid plus on eBay.
Wow, someone's making some money out of that.
Yes.
Okay.
There you go, trivia.
On that note, I think maybe we should wrap up Fine Ales Holidays, because we've got five more beers to get through. And we'll give that a score out of 10. Maybe, do we do the label out of 10? Christmas Eve factor? What did we say?
Zero.
Zero.
Zero?
One, because it has a word.
Yeah, I don't care if it's got a word in it. Zero.
We'll give it one, because it's got words on it.
but then, I don't... It's hard to criticise them, because their labels are very good, and I like the fact that they're all themed and all the same. Mm-hmm. So if they changed that, I think we would have been disappointed.
Yeah, absolutely. But in terms of Christmassy factor...
Still zero.
We'll give it one because it's called Holidays. It's a pun.
Okay.
But a score of 10 for the beer, Mr. B? You want to start?
I really like that. I'm just going to rate it as a beer and not a kind of Christmas beer. And I think that's an 8 because it's really like this.
Everyone!
Yeah, 7. Usual high standard from Fine Ales. I've got... It's not a Christmas beer. I don't think it's a particularly winter beer either.
So not winter
personally, warm? No, I don't think it is. I think it's an addition to the current canon. But having said that, their canon is better than most, so seven.
Well, you can tell he goes to the cinema, can't you? Jules?
I see, when I first started this I was going to give it a seven, but the more I've had of it, the more I think it just kind of slips between some cracks of not really being a Christmas beer and not really, I don't know, maybe fitting into any other category either. So I'm going to give it a six. Which sounds a bit harsh, but...
You're going to give it a six because it doesn't fit into a category? What does this mean?
What kind of organised mind do you have?
I think that the main reason is, going to my Will I Drink It Again, I think if I saw that on the shelves, I wouldn't go, I must have that.
You'd probably pick up the, Avalanche.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to give it a six because it's good, but it's just not good enough.
That's fine. I'm going to give it a seven because... It's a good beer. Actually, as it's warming up slightly, it's getting a bit more spicy now. I know you've all finished yours.
It's probably quite warm in my stomach.
But what started off as being smoky has come across as a bit of spice now. I do like it. It's seven.
Is it nice?
If you've never listened to us before, we have a thing about people saying, I like it, it's nice, seven. Well, it's mostly Gruben. Although, no, he's
I'm toning it down.
He's rocking the cannon.
Yeah, I'm rocking the cannon.
He's been researching. So that was Fine Ale's Holidays, and when you join us in a couple of minutes,
we can do the number now, and then we can pause it.
Oh, we could. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So Mr. Gruben, you want to pick a number between what did you choose?
Not four.
Not four. Okay.
Two.
Two. Okay. We'll come back with beer two in a short while.
Right. You done?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello. Welcome back, and Merry Christmas once again. My name's Richard. We're in Edinburgh, in Scotland. With me is Shovels. Gruben and Mr. B.
Oh, you're going to do that annoying ITV thing where you repeat everything that's just happened after the ads for 5 minutes.
Previously on the Beer Cast.
Yeah. it was 2 minutes ago.
We gave Holidays Finals 70%. Right, and our second beer, number two.
Yeah, you've got to go get it.
That's going to get it. Talk amongst yourselves for a brief second.
We have no chat.
Dead air, I can't do this.
Do you want to just each question and say?
Yeah, no.
Wrestle.
That's really rude.
Oh, no.
Our listeners didn't pay.
Oh, no!
I just stopped his foot.
Here it is.
Anchor 2010.
In the beer cast tradition.
I got about this, I haven't tried it yet.
What tree is on the front?
This is Anchor, our special ale, the winter Christmas release. As Gruben said, this is a tradition for the beer cast. We had the very first, one of our very first beers we tried was 2006, which actually won our 2007 Beer of the Year shot. We liked it so much that next year we got the 2000.
All the company.
Yeah, that's right. If only. We tried the 2007, and then the 8, and then the 9, and this is the 10. So this is the fifth version of this we've tried. Crikey, that makes you feel old, doesn't it?
Yep.
Smells all right.
If you don't know, Anchor in San Francisco brew a winter beer. Every year the recipe's different. This is the 36th version of their vintage special ale. They never reveal what's in it.
I got some up my nose.
I can see it dripping.
I just wanted to correct you there, Richard. Every year the recipe is worse.
I don't think that's
a discussion point, isn't it? Because the 06 blew us away with its intensity, but was that because it was an unbelievably good year, or because we just started off in the whole beer cast thing and we were just new to this kind of interesting winter ale concept discussion?
Well, I don't know. Well...
Good point, well said, Grant.
I say
well.
I'm getting the orange peely cloviness.
Yeah, as ever, we try and compare this to previous years, but as ever, we had the last one a year ago, so it's kind of hard to remember what it was like. The 2006 one, Craig gave 9.5 to.
Yeah, that's awesome.
2008 one, you gave 7 to, and the 2009 one, you gave 7. The 2007 beer we actually tried in the Beer of the Year, we didn't actually score it, so that's where it's missing in our list.
I preferred that one, though.
Gruben, you went 8, 7.5, 6, so you've gone steadily downhill over the years.
4.
Shovels, 9, 8.5. You went in last year's Christmas special, you were away doing something.
So. Really?
Yeah.
You were left in here.
Bastards.
Yeah. And I've gone 8, 7, 7. But in terms of percentages, the 2006 scored 86, the 2008 scored 75, and last year's got 67. So are we gradually getting less impressed with Anchor Seasonal, or are they getting worse?
I don't know, but this is nice.
Yeah, what do you think about this?
I like it.
Actually,
it's nice.
I tell thee, And it's lacking what I think I liked about the 2006 one, maybe everyone else, it's quite a lot of body to it. It was quite sweet, whereas it had been getting less sweet and more watery.
Yeah,
I think. More top of the mouth.
Yeah, and I could do with more of a port wine kind of feeling. I'm not getting it.
I always check the consensus on. Hey, screwing the face up for Mr. Beer.
I don't like it at all.
It's bitter.
It's bitter, but I quite like that.
Yeah. It's not the bitter, it's just the. It's far too thin. It just doesn't feel right.
It's water. It's thin.
It's like spicy Christmas flavoured water.
Mm. The consensus is on this one on the beer forums is that it's spicier than last year's and it's got a kind of sprucey, kind of woody flavours in
raisiny
it. And a bit of toasted nuts.
I'd agree, yeah.
There was one year that was very junipery. I forget what year that was.
Maybe the eight, I think.
But this is definitely, there's that kind of sap kind of flavour to it. It's almost as if they've put the tree in it this time. They never use it.
I'm not sure if it's, I think it's just, it's unbelievably thin and I can't appreciate it as that way. I don't think the flavour is that bad.
No, I quite like the flavour. Yeah, it just needs more body.
Needs more kind of caramel.
I think so. Yeah, it needs more sweetness.
Mm. It is quite
for a winter warmer.
Yeah.
I suppose you're saying then that some winter warmers are really rich and kind of very fruity, but then others can be kind of sharp and kind of get you going, whereas this one is one of those in the latter camp.
I think. Yeah, I'm not sure it's balanced as well as it could be.
They don't match up. Kind of.
You're sitting slumped in the corner in disappointment.
Despondent.
Head in hand. Kind of.
Well, I didn't have high hopes for this one after, a steady decline and word on the street from, people in Trinidad talking about it.
It's headline news in the Trinidad advertising. What do you think, Shovels? You're the anchor man on the street?
Anchor man on the street.
Having lived in San Fran.
He's
professional with Shovels.
Oh, yeah. Burp on air and everything.
I'm Paul Marshall.
I actually quite like I don't mind it being a bit thin. It is very bitter and spicy. It's really, really at the top of the mouth, and it doesn't linger in a bad way.
Mm.
It's not the best, obviously, but no, I would happily go out and buy another couple of bottles of this and drink it. Anyway, what do you think?
I agree with you. Yeah, I mean, it is different. Well. I'm not quite sure how different it is from previous years, but different from your typical winter warming American beers. And stay tuned on that note. This is, it's not, it doesn't have that caramel sweetness you'd expect from a British style winter warmer. But it's 5.5% still, and you don't pick that up because it is a bit watery, but it's very bitter. I quite like bitter drinks. I love the one that's juniper because I'm a big gin fan. It did taste like a gin tonic, really, without the tonic.
Yeah.
This one's a bit kind of sprucier and a bit kind of woodier. I do like it, but it's tough because we raved so much about the 2006 one, and I don't think any of them will come close to that because of the time when we drank it.
We were young and innocent.
That did have better body and
it
and
did have better balance. But is it fair to compare it each one to each other?
No, but this is still not nice. I think I don't like the flavour actually.
Yeah,
it's got I'm getting quite a vanilla aftertaste.
I don't get that.
But not really strong sweety thing.
I'm not going to drink my one at home. It's that bad. I don't really.
Bring it along the New Year and then I'll drink it.
No, I think that's a bit harsh. I don't think it's not unpleasant by any means, but.
Do you think then that the last couple of years have been quite similar? They've varied recipes slightly each year. But
we always joked that they were just taking one ingredient out.
Yeah.
Maybe they have. It's just going to be water next a couple of years. And seasonal special. It's clear.
It's like tap.
I like to try the one they take the water out of. I try tap.
like glucoside sweets.
But I do think there is a case of diminishing returns from us because we rated the 06 one so highly, and then we had the 07 one and our beer of the year, and that was good. And then since then, they've just gone down because we've had so many beers since then.
Yeah, I think better now again.
But I take your point. This is, I can see why people might not like this one as opposed to the others.
I think this is quite a, it's borderline, well, session's the wrong word, but you could, I think I could have two or three of these and still drink them. It's a bit like the There Is No Santa Brewdog one, yeah, but ramped up in the bitterness stakes instead of the alcohol stakes.
Do you think after two or three bottles of this, though, your palate would just be destroyed?
Well, it would be destroyed after one, I think, but...
Yeah. You keep
There Is No Santa wasn't that strong, was it?
No.
It was about
5%.
It was just under 5%, but they had kind of subtle tastes, and I think this is just a ramped up version of that. I mean, I could drink both of them for two or three pints.
There's a real resiny
going
on in this one.
Yeah. It's tough to compare those two because Santa had a lot of gingerbready kind of flavours in it, but this one doesn't.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to direct, they don't taste the same, it's just...
But it is resiny, absolutely.
It tastes a bit like a Christmas tree, actually.
It does.
Maybe how much more Christmassy can you get than that?
Let's ask the question. The question begs to be asked. When have you tasted a Christmas tree?
But
back in the day when you were sucking pines.
No, it does though.
That's the best argument ever.
That is my riposte.
I know you are. What am I?
It tastes like what a Christmas tree smells like.
We do have a live Christmas tree in the front room. You just go and taste it.
A live Christmas tree.
You're more than welcome.
Bearing tonight, live Christmas tree.
Bruce the Spruce. You bought him last week.
Bruce the Spruce.
It's Saturday night. Christmas tree.
I was going to put your bottle of presents under the tree, but I ran out of time, so I was going to.
Well, should we score it then?
Yes, let's score it. Mr. B, we'll start with you and go around the table. What's your score for Anchor Special Ale 2010?
Two.
Two?
I don't like it, it's horrible.
It's harsh.
Yes.
I don't like it, it's horrible.
It's pretty harsh.
It's not nice.
Turn in your Anchor fan club badge.
Yeah.
Pen.
So, you're not welcome in California anymore. I'm kind of torn because I do quite like the flavours.
Disappointed by the lack of body.
Yeah, I wish it had a bit more body.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm going to give it 6.5.
Please.
Well, I am going to give it 7.5 because I quite like the flavours. Don't mind the lack of body. And I'm quite happy to drink another couple of those.
Yeah, I'm going to give that 6.5 for much the same reasons as Shovels, but just slightly less. I love the fact they're doing different. Every year it's different. You know then, I guess, that some years aren't going to be as good as others. That's the way it happens. I don't know if it's a coincidence that they're gradually getting worse in our minds, or some of our minds. But we'll keep trying it, and as Craig said at the beginning of our thing, we'll keep drinking it at Christmas, and we'll keep getting it on the podcast, and we'll keep seeing how it is, and hopefully 2011 will be 9s and 10s all round.
Yeah, it's not going to make me not want to.
Exactly.
Just think this one's gaffing. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, we didn't score the bottle as well.
Oh yeah, out of 10.
Oh yeah, good 8.
It's still some Christmassy shit, that.
Yeah, it's classy though.
I can tell you, last year we gave it 3 out of 10 Christmassy rating.
Really?
Yeah.
I think we talked about the fact. Well, this one has mistletoe in it now, though.
Mm. Oh, it does. Well, that's a good extra point.
Which is, it's some Christmassy shit, but it is just a tree.
Mm.
I think it gets classiness counts.
Yeah,
it might be.
I would give it an 8. As well.
On the label.
Mm. Yeah, I'm going to keep it. Agree with Ruben and go with an 8.
Really?
How did we get to an 8 from a 3 to an 8?
Because I wasn't here last year.
Don't know how we got a 3 last year.
But that's why.
But it's not Christmassy. It's not a 3.
It is. It's the Christmassy shit. Yeah.
I disagree. I disagree now.
Even the typeset.
Hang on. Someone's disagreeing with me.
I have a point I'm just making up.
Okay.
This is now for us synonymous with Christmas. So for me, this is very Christmas. So I'm giving that an 8.
Yeah, but you're wrong.
Just because it doesn't have Santa on it doesn't mean it's
okay,
not
fine. Well, I don't think so. And Craig, so maybe we'll put it down to a 7, maybe. Let's split the difference.
All right
then, sir.
Okay, 7 out of 10. Enjoy it. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And I guess the three of us have dibs on Craig's bottle that he doesn't want to drink.
Yeah.
Right, that was our second beer. That was Anchor Special Ale 2010. When you come back, we'll have our third beer, which Mr. B can pick the number of.
What have we got?
Not two or four.
Six. Number six. Okay, we'll come back with beer 6.
Even numbers first.
In a short while. And does the big number mean the big strength beer?
Do you know how hard it was for me not to pick a number above 6? Helicopters. Leopard. Cat's pajamas. Ah, no.
Right, you done?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome back. This is our third beer in our 2010 Christmas special beer cast. Beer number six. Which I'm going to get, you can fill.
Phil. Previously on the beer cast, we scored Holidays 70% or something like that. And Anchor Brewing 2010. We don't know what we scored it, but Craig hated it, as you know, because there's no music.
Ooh, cake, good choice.
Oh, my.
Oh, that looks like an Odell Brewing label.
Just one of my favourite breweries of all time. This one's mine.
It's Odell Brewing.
Mm-hmm. What's it called? Isolation Ale.
I should have known
the Isolated name. In a cottage.
Oh, dear. Premium malts imported from England.
This is our second American beer. Odell Brewing from Fort Collins in Colorado. This is their Isolation Ale, 6.1%.
Nice colour.
Nice.
We're big fans of the Odell Brewing and the beer cast, particularly the labels. It's the best labels in beer, I think.
Some of the best out there.
Fantastic designs.
They're best.
This is their Amber Ale, but they released it at wintertime. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm very excited about this.
Mm. Oh, stand by for ultimate disappointment.
On the way.
It's a nice colour, nice amber, ready amber colour.
Smells hoppy.
We consider it traditional winter warmer without the addition of fruits or spices.
Oh,
so we'll see what it compares to Holidays, which also said it didn't have hops or no hop, didn't have spices in. So sniff.
Yum 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 yum.
All right, that's Craig deafening everyone. Sorry, listeners.
Ooh,
it's hoppy.
That's very warming. It's incredibly warming.
It's got a weird taste about it.
That's got the sweetness that I think we're missing from the Anchor.
Definitely.
I'm quite glad this came out just after the Anchor, actually. It's very different.
It's very fruity. It's almost like fruit punch or something.
It's got fruity and then bitter at the end.
Yeah. Mm. And very sugary and sweet. And
sugar and spice and all things nice. Mm.
It's supposed to make you think about being in a log cabin in the American wilderness.
Or a trinet in the snow.
Yeah, according to the label.
Could you sit back and sip this of an evening?
No, you guzzle it.
6.1%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've all had experience of being isolated in the snow over the last few weeks. The big blizzard of 2010 claimed Mr. B for several weeks.
Yes.
That's what he says.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
Yeah. Couldn't be bothered.
I've got one picture.
Oh, do you? All right.
Of him in his pants watching telly.
Of the outside of the house, which was quite funny.
Because of the snow?
We had 3 and a bit feet out the front.
Wow.
You could cover the top of our car when it went up and over. All the way across to the other side of the house.
Yeah.
To the other side of the street.
Jeez.
Okay. I've got a picture of it. It's cool.
You gotta love a good label.
I says the beer can't become off-road is late there.
Yeah.
There a second. Anyway.
How does this compare to the other beers? Because they have lots of beers that are kind of rich and sweet and kind of got levity and the other one they do, which name I forget. A lot of the beers seem to be quite sweet. No doubt.
Yeah.
Not that's a bad thing.
I think they have a good balance in their beers. And where did you get these from?
I got this one from Ash. Yeah. I've got all these beers from...
You see how old they are? They're like 3 months out of date.
Really? All right.
I know it.
Oh, yeah. September 2010. Oh, maybe that helps. It's not bottle conditioned, so it's not going to go badly wrong.
I don't think it...
Why are they making their Christmas beer in September and it's already out of date?
Maybe that's... Is that a bottle of last year's beer?
It could be a bottle of Monday, maybe. Yeah, it might not be a best before day date.
It doesn't taste half bad, though.
No, I don't
know. No, it's very good.
Is it Christmas ale? What do we think? Is it winter? Is it maybe a winter warmer, but is it a Christmas beer? That's not actually described as a Christmas beer.
It's
go on, Jimmy, you have the floor. Go on.
No, it's described, to be fair to them, it's described as a winter warmer-y type beer.
It
doesn't mention Christmas at all on the bottle or anywhere. But even then, I don't think it is. Mm. It's a beer.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of their beers, which is very nice. But there's nothing wintery about it.
To be fair, they had a white label and it said it's a beer on it. You probably wouldn't buy it. No. They need to jazz it up a little bit.
I'm all over the quality cover art. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know.
Seasonal ale thing.
Yeah,
and there's some snowflakes and shit on it.
Mm. What do you think about the Christmassy factor of the label? We might as well get that out of the way.
That's good Christmassy. That's an 8. None of your rubbish.
Well, I don't know. I think I would give that a 5.
What? 8? A random tree?
That says Merry Christmas on it and is obviously aimed at Christmas.
Trees.
That's got a winter scene on it.
No, we have this argument every year.
We do, it's great. Is, that's why
is it a Christmas factor or winter label quality?
I mean, it could be February. We don't know. It doesn't say a lot.
If it's Christmas factor, no. If it's quality of label,
you can see through the window. There's presents.
I can see Santa in there.
I think I would Christmas factor. I would give it 5.
I have to say that the actual rating
even then
is Christmas factor.
No, 3.
Christmas factor is what we have.
A Christmas factor of 3.
Okay, Christmas factor, yeah, 3. Quality of label factor, 8.
8 on 9.
Can we meet in the middle and give it a 7? That's what we seemed to do last time.
Let's give it a 4.
Okay.
This is big numbers.
Rich, I like your style.
I don't think Doug and Corky O'Dell are hanging on our every word, saying how we rate the Christmassy factor of their winter beer. Probably. Don't give it a 4.
The thing is, I would drink this year round.
Yeah, this is that's my point. It's like it's not a wintery.
It's a really nice beer.
It's not a winter
really,
thing.
It's really nice beer. Good balance of sweetness, hops, and bitterness.
Well, I think it's a bit too sweet for a summer beer. I wouldn't.
Another cold Edinburgh Eve. I wouldn't drink it during the day.
Like I usually do.
10 a.m. You know?
Like I do tenants.
So, what is there about this that's wintery? Where are the winter flavours? What's coming out of this?
It's just very.
There aren't any. It's sweet.
I think it's quite sweet and
kind of malty and.
There's a hop spice to it.
Alright, it's
got some spicy hops.
It's a wintery thing.
It's a wintery beer, I guess.
But again, they deliberately said it's a winter warmer without the addition of fruits or spices.
Yeah, I know why they're saying that, because so many breweries just kind of bung the spices in and think that's good enough. So fair pay, absolutely fair pay to them, but it doesn't distinguish it for the season.
And again, it goes back, and we'll see in a minute maybe with some of the other beers we have, if they have a beer that they put out at Christmas, that's their winter release. But is it a Christmas beer? It's a winter beer. It's the same thing. I know in America they have the holidays and Christmas, etc., etc. But as much as I like this, they're not aiming it as a Christmas beer. It's a winter beer. As a winter beer, I don't really think it's a winter beer. I think it's like it tastes like
an autumn beer.
Yeah, it's like it's like the Fuller's ESB. It's like one of those strong kind of hoppy British style ales.
Right, isn't it? It's supposed to be.
Yeah, probably, because they've got British malt in it. And I know they're quite big fans of British brewing at Hotel.
It'll be a October to March beer.
There's some nicer hops in than British beers tend to put in. The traditional kind of English ales. Or not ales, sorry.
Kind of fuggly Kentish ones. Maybe it's warming because it's 6.1%. Maybe that's it. I don't know. It's Christmas. Winter beer is just an excuse for everyone to ramp up their ABV and their bottles and get everyone merry. Discuss.
Let's score it. And
Let's score it. We're at 6.5 minutes, so we've got 3 more beers to go. Yes, we do. So we'll score that and we'll carry on. So
keep it growing.
Growing. We've all had enough.
Score for Odell Isolation Winter Ale.
Oh, yummy, yummy, yummy. 8.5.
Trust bomb.
Grew bomb.
Yeah, I'm going to give it 8 for the beer.
That's it. I'm going to give it 8 as well. Brilliant beer. Really, really tasty. Maybe. Actually, I'm going to creep up to 8.5.
Heady Heights.
Heady Heights of 8.5. I'm going to give that an 8. Because it's very good indeed. And you can quibble about whether it's Christmassy or wintery or.
It's just a good beer.
It's just a good beer, man. So I'm going to give that an 8. So that's Odell Isolation Ale. Another great beer from Odell. Yeah. They're becoming my favourite American brewery, Odell.
Yeah,
I think they have been for me. Apart from the fact they can't, if you could get Caldera more easily, maybe it would. But this has, for a long time, been the best of the American.
Well, Caldera really have only got those two beers that we've tried. Yeah, and Odell, every beer we've tried has been really nice.
Okay, that's our fourth Christmas, third. Christmas beer. When you come back, we'll have our fourth. Whose turn is it to pick a number? No, I don't pick numbers.
Oh, it's mine then again. Yeah. I'm going to go with number 1.
Awesome. Right.
Hurry up.
Okay, we're out. You can book.
You know he's still recording.
Yeah. I'm not going to put a bird point. He's not that heavy.
I've done it before.
Have you?
Yep.
All right.
That's a cracker. Nice and cracker.
Good, isn't it?
Right, you done?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome back. This is our Merry Christmas, everybody, from the Beercast. I don't know if we said that before, but...
Yes, we have.
Yeah, okay. Well, yes, we have. Let's move on.
Clear burn, come on.
Get with the beer, right? Yeah, okay. Beer number one? Six?
Yes, one.
Yeah,
one.
Okay. And welcome back, everyone.
Previously on the Beercast.
Ooh, what's this? He's got a big smirky going on. No!
Hey! Oh, it's... Oh, it's from the schmuck beer
the
place.
The schmuck beer people.
You were talking on Twitter about this.
The Doppelbock. Mm-hmm.
You were messaging someone.
The Doppelbock.
This is Echt Schlenkerle Rauschbier, their Christmas edition.
But it's Doppelbock. It's not the same as the last one, is it?
It's not the smoke one.
It's not a smoke one, but it is a smoked Christmas beer.
Oh.
It's not. Get it to smoke.
It's not the sausage beer.
It's not the sausage beer. It's a bit different. It's smoked with oak chips.
You did message someone saying, my friend said it tastes like hot dogs in a blender.
Yeah, that's right. And here yesterday.
Here's my friend and the hot dog in the blender.
Yeah, the traditional Schlenkerle smoked beers are smoked with beech, but this is oak. So apparently it's not as crazy.
Oh, that's all right. I'm a much bigger fan of oak smoked beer.
It's not a Christmas beer per se. We can maybe...
Do you want a big measure? Excuse me.
Is this the special one then? The surprise, I think.
This is the surprise for this episode, potentially. Yes. The, we have a Beer of the Year show surprise, but that's going to be for the Beer of the Year show. If you don't know the background to this, we had the Schlenkerle Rauschbier.
Ooh, that's smoky.
Smoky.
It was the very first beer ever to score a zero in Beercast history. From Mr. B, who described it infamously as like hot dogs in a blender.
But that's only because I didn't know we could go below zero.
You can't go below zero. This does smell smoky as smoky.
This is the smokiest smoky beer.
And this is their winter release. It's brewed with oak, not beech. And Mr. B's not touching it yet.
He's scared to even.
Didn't you go, son?
Oh, it's certainly got a hot dog flavour to it.
Oh, smell that. That's really good.
It smells like a fire.
As soon as I saw this, I thought, right, that is one of the beers, definitely. Have to get this for the...
What makes this Christmassy, apart from the fact it's green?
I know, it's from Germany, I don't know.
There's nothing Christmassy about this.
Actually, I got this from Cornelius, although they do sell it in Appalachian.
It's 8%.
Yeah.
Drink it, man.
You're going to spit that out.
That is the definition of hot dog.
It's absolutely, like... A roasted hot dog.
Here we go. Drum roll. He's sipping. He's swallowing.
That's not as bad as the other one.
You reckon?
Really?
I remember you wouldn't even taste the first one. We had to get you to swallow a little bit.
That's because it's way worse than that. I think you guys are forgetting how bad that one was.
No, I got.
This is.
I didn't mind the other one. This one does taste like the hot dog.
This tastes like the smokiest thing you've ever had.
This is nowhere near as smoky as that one, is it? Unless I've just matured and
oh, it's. It's a bit sweeter, isn't it? But
it's way sweeter. It kills it a wee bit.
A little bit.
Oh, and then at the end you get the smoky...
Very smoky.
Kind of frankfurter kind of taste.
It's still in my mouth.
Yeah, the hot dog thing.
About 2 minutes.
I'm not sure I want hot dogs from my beer, though.
Well, yeah, when you breathe out through your nose, it's just... Or you can smell the smoke.
Oh, man. That's so smoky. It's unbelievable.
I was reading, actually, this week about... There's a brewer somewhere in England who's brewing an experimental series of beers. He does one a week, or one a month. And he just made a beer with offal, so it's a liver beer.
Was that in The Guardian?
Yeah.
I was reading that, some crazy beer.
The unusual beer articles, yeah. I can't imagine making a liver beer, that must be... But I mean, this is palatable, stomachable. Liver beer, no.
No.
No, I'm probably going to struggle to finish this.
I don't think it's as smoky, it's not as...
I don't think it is either, but it definitely tastes more of hot dogs.
Yeah. You know, those little kind of little red hot dogs you get in a packet, yeah. About that kind of size.
Yeah.
The ones that you rip out and boil in a pan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly what it tastes like.
This is way nicer than the other one.
I'm sensing above zero then.
Yeah, it's above zero.
It's
above the hamburger.
Should we talk about the Christmas factor? It's got a green label. Is it a little bit holly? Is that holly? No, it's oak.
It's nothing Christmas. It's just beer. You just bought some beer.
No,
yeah, it's acorns.
I went to Cornelius and I spoke to James and Cornelius, and he said that he's a big expert on German beers, and he said that although this is not a Christmas beer, it's their winter release. So
okay,
they do only put it out at this time of year.
I do a winter release occasionally.
You do a winter release every day.
Yeah.
Should we just score it and get it?
What does Schlenkerl mean? You speak German, Jules?
I don't speak German.
We had this before.
Smoky. Sausage.
I've given the answer before, have I?
No, I told you the answer before because you didn't get it. What about the little man on the label? Can you see what he's doing?
Is he having a pee?
No, it means to dangle.
Does it?
Mm. What, is he dangling?
He's not dangling anything, though, is he?
Because the man who created, or one of the first owners of this brewery back in olden times, in the 19th century, Andreas Graeser, had a distinctive hobbling gait.
Uh-huh.
To quote the website, he was a little bit handicapped and moved his arms in a funny way when he walked, kind of like... so they called him, they called the pub where he, or the place where he worked, the place with the man who dangled. And then that's the name. The so dangling pub.
The dangling brewery. Mr. Dangle.
And that's their symbol today, and that became Schlenkerl. Schlenkerl. It's in Bamberg in Bavaria. And this is, yeah, so this is, the malt is kilned by an oakwood fire, unlike the conventional malt, which is a beechwood fire.
Their malt?
Yes. Right. It's a bit sweeter, a bit smoother, and doesn't have the bite of their regular smoked beer. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
You're drinking it, so that's...
Well, no, I've had three bits.
Why do you like the smoke? What's wrong with smoke?
I like hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like them in a blend.
Or in your beer.
Or in my beer.
So the scribbling is actually... You're cracking through there.
No, I don't mind. Smokiness dissipates as you get through it.
Yeah?
It's like other things, some things. I don't mind putting it in my mouth. But...
You don't want to suck it.
it's the aftertaste down
outside Japan. That's true. Actually, Grim's got a good point. It's and we had this with the first one. When you drink it, if you first off, it's like that's fucking horrible. And then you have a few sips, and it gets better. It mellows out a lot. Yeah. And they said on the website, like, if you don't like it at first, carry on because you know.
Yeah, still, it's a lingering taste that I do not like at all.
Yeah, it really.
But in my mouth, it's quite alright.
Smokiness really hangs about.
We're about to fire into the Tesco value snacks in between.
And that's because it has got a much better body than the other one.
And it's 8%.
Yeah, it doesn't taste it.
No. Okay, well, let's score it. We've got two more to go, so we'll... Can we have a score, Mr. B, for the full name? Echt Schlenkerler Eichi Doppelbock.
9. No. I think I might give this one a 2.
This is the same as the Anchor.
Mm.
Interesting.
Really?
Yeah,
you drink.
I don't mind the second that it's in my mouth, I quite like, and after that it's bleh. So.
Grim, you're a smoke fan.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it 5.5.
Smoke fan.
Wow, that's high praise indeed.
Because I do quite like these smoked beers, I must say.
Well, there you go. Off yourself,
but not to that extent.
Jules.
I really don't like it. It's the smokiness does go, but it's still left with the hot dogs. And
it's just, I think it's amazing how smoky you can make a drink.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
All it is just like some liquid, but it tastes just like smoke.
It's the same as whiskey. Whiskey is smoky because they use peat to burn. Try them all.
Yeah, 1.
I'm going to give that a 6.
Really?
Yeah. Are you drunk? No?
You haven't had any.
I have more than you did. I think it's really interesting. It's nicer than the other one because it is a bit milder and a bit sweeter. But I quite like the smoke taste.
I'm with you.
I don't like the smoke taste.
I like smoke taste.
I'm with you.
In sausages.
You like sausages?
I like sausages.
But maybe not in your beer.
Maybe this is the ultimate Marmite beer. Anyway, that was...
No, not Marmite. Sausages.
That was Schlenkerl's winter release, the Eichi Doppelbock. And when you come back, we will have our second last beer.
Didn't judge the bottle.
Oh, no, that's two. Right. Correct.
Two.
None.
One.
None.
One, okay. We'll give it 2. I'll give it 1.
It's a green bottle.
1 out of 10 for Christmas rating. So we need a number for our second last beer.
Ruben.
3.
3, okay. I was going
to
say...
So I'm left now to choosing a number. I have to choose 5. I might not want 5.
Okay. 5.
I want 5.
I've just been going and getting random beers, by the way. Okay, we'll see you in a while with our second last beer.
Right, you done?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome back to the Beercast. Happy Christmas again. My name's Richard. Welcome to Edinburgh. We're in Edinburgh, by the way. This is our 5th beer. I thought I should say that.
Well,
that's fair.
That's fair enough. Yeah, no, shouldn't laugh.
This is the fifth beer in our 2010 Christmas special, and it is. There you go. You can have it.
It's a Christmas ale, liquid Christmas cake by the Titanic Brewery. Yep. .co.uk.
Liquid Christmas cake.
Titanic Brewery's Titanic Christmas Brewery. Ale. I got this from the bottle in York when I was there the other day. This is our token English Christmas beer. Titanic are from Stoke-on-Trent in Staffordshire. And they've won a couple of awards. That's for you, Andy.
So this is supposed to taste like a Christmas cake?
Apparently. Liquid Christmas cake, yep. Do we know why it's called?
Is it more conditioned?
It may be, I don't know.
Why it's called Christmas beer? What?
Now.
What's it called?
I don't think it is.
No, it might be. Well,
no, it's not.
No, that'd be right. Why the Titanic Brewery are so called?
Because they were founded in the year the Titanic sunk.
That's a good guess, but totally wrong. No.
They're really big.
You won't get it. They're from.
No, let me guess!
No, we don't have much time left.
Okay.
Well, Stoke is made up of, is it five or six? Let me have a look at my notes. Six separate towns, believe it or not. Stoke-on-Trent. Called Tunstall, Burslem, Hanley, Stoke, Fenton and Longton. One of those towns, or near one of those towns, was born the Captain Edward John Smith, who went on to captain the Titanic to its famous last voyage. Yes.
Yeah.
So because they found their brewery near where he was from, they called themselves the Titanic Brewery, and a lot of their beers have kind of naval themes. Wheat beer is called Iceberg, for example.
Okay.
Etc. etc. There's some descent in the ranks.
Well, it's not descent, it's just there's a little...
A slightly odd word.
It there's a little bit of the label that's torn and looks like it's stuck back on, but slightly shifted upwards. So the deep red with hints of candied peel.
I think it's supposed to be candied, but there's...
Yeah, candied.
It's gone a bit funny.
Oh, candied. Yeah.
It's candied. It's candied. All right, that'll make sense now.
Candied peel?
Candied peel?
Candied peel.
So what do you think? This is supposed to be liquid Christmas cake. So
oh, yeah.
No smoke in this. Yeah, it's in front of you, Craig. There you go. There you go.
Taste, smell-wise, it's not a lot.
That smells okay.
Sounds like fizzy beer.
Actually, if I'm red.
Oh dear!
I think that is bottle conditioned.
Oh man.
What is
that? No. That's bobbins.
It's not that bad.
That's like a kind of lambic-y kind of bitterness to it. Yeah. Isn't it? It's very sharp.
Ain't no Christmas cake, that's for sure.
It's not any Christmas cake I've ever had.
Yeah, I think that was bottle conditioned. Oh well,
no, it's not.
No, it's not. It's not. Mine isn't particularly. It's not got bits in it at all.
It's a bit hazy.
Just tastes bobbing.
Mine's isn't hazy, is there?
I see another Burton Festive Ale debacle.
It's not a nice one.
This sweet malty winter ale has a port-like aroma. Oranges and lemons play around the edges of the tongue, whilst dried fruit and cinnamon drive home the wonderful warming effect. The walnut aftertaste completes the slice of Christmas time in a glass.
All right, this one. No. I don't taste lambic-y bitterness. I just taste lemons and oranges. Okay, maybe this one's...
No, I think...
We're all swapping glasses now. We have been tested. It's okay.
Oh, yeah. That one's not right.
No, I think that one tastes the same as all the others.
No, right.
I'll take it. I don't pay for it. Right?
Nah. Don't like it.
I don't like it.
It is a bit sour.
No, Anchor is amazing compared to this, in my opinion.
Should it be sour, though? It has a port-like aroma, oranges, walnuts, etc., etc.
No, it's not sweet enough.
It does say oranges and lemons play around the tongue.
I get oranges. Those bad oranges that you don't like to eat.
These are the ones you throw away.
Like blood oranges.
Yeah, blood oranges, yeah.
Yeah, if it's supposed to be port-like, I'd expect it to be sweeter than this.
It does smell like a Belgian.
Yours tasted different to me.
I think it tastes the same.
Yeah, it tastes the same.
Okay.
Hmm.
I'm not saying it's good. It's really great, but it's... It's giving me some serious heartburn here.
That's not good.
It's like pure blood orange juice, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like, with grapefruit as well.
That's interesting. I don't know.
Is that a warmer?
It's certainly a sipper.
I mean, it mentions a few specific flavours. Port...
No.
Oranges?
Yes.
Lemons?
Yeah,
maybe.
Yes. Yeah. Dried fruit, I guess. Orange, lemon. Cinnamon? Any cinnamon?
No.
Not at this temperature.
Walnut?
Walnut?
Walnut aftertaste.
I don't think so.
No.
It's a walnut aftertaste.
If it's a pickled walnut, it might be. Yeah. An actual walnut.
So can you pickle walnuts?
No, I'm just getting the citrus juice. That's what I'm getting.
It's at the right temperature. It's not too cold.
Yeah, just blood oranges with grapefruit.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, grapefruit. That's an overpowering sensation.
Mm. I'm glad this isn't our last beer. We've got one other, so we can...
Yeah, score it and go.
Yeah, score it and go.
By the way, the label Christmas Ale is the Titanic in a red background. That's not Christmas.
It mentions Christmas, though, so we've got to give it 2.
2, okay. All right. That may be higher than the score we give for the beer.
That's late.
Just to be... Titanic Christmas Ale.
Bear in mind the last ale beer.
7.6%.
Right, what did you score the last one? 2.
Yeah, I gave
it. Is it better or worse than the last one?
Better, it's a 3.
you scored the last one at 5.5 or something.
3 for Mr. B.
I'll give it 2.
Sure. I'm going to give it a 2 as well, because it was better than the last one.
Yeah, 2.
I'm going to change my mind and go 2 because it's just exactly as nasty as the last 3. What are you doing, Mitch? I have 3 2s now.
I made yourself for it for the Odell. I mean,
yeah, come Odell on. Was in the middle.
Okay, that's a grand score of 8 out of 40. I don't know. I just don't know if that's right. I mean, we always have this discussion: if we have a beer that's not good and we score it badly and it goes in the bottom of our rankings, is that, should we not score it? Should we?
We should score it. Yeah.
I think that's just not a good beer.
I don't think it's off or anything. I don't get or any kind of.
I just want to get some more just so I can see whether that was a bad bottle or whether it actually does taste like that.
No, I wouldn't waste your £2.95 or whatever it was.
Yeah, it was about £3. Okay, well, that was a bust. That was a Titanic Brewery's Christmas Ale. I guess I'll be emailing them to let them know that we tried one of their beers. And when you come back, we'll have our final Christmas beer. They're already reaching for the snacks.
That's sorry, guys.
That's not one of the lowest rated beers ever.
That last one tasted like vom.
One of. It's not the lowest, but I got 20%. That's pretty low. We've got mince pies over there, by the way. You want a mince pie?
Right, you done?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello, and welcome back to our Beercast Christmas special. As my voice goes ever more Radio 3, we have our final beer. We like to end on a big one, and this is a small one. Shovels, you can have that.
Santa's Madness.
Madness.
This is from Annan in Dumfrieshire.
Madcap.
Annan.
Yeah, Madcap Santa's Madness. I've had Madcap's Licorice Madness, and that was crazy. They're one of the tiniest breweries in Scotland. They Madcap Brewery, based in Annan. Just outside Dumfries. They have a 200 litre garden shed based equipment. Is our keyboard popping as it always does? Yeah, 200 litre batches.
Or is this bottle conditioned?
I don't know. If it is, it's very black. They supply local pubs. Currently, their weakest beer is 7.5%, which is an old ale aged in rum casks. They have a 9% honey pale ale, 8% imperial IPA, and 9% triple, 10% licorice beer.
There's more in the bottle.
And this is their Christmas special, Santa's Madness.
My.
So let's have a crack at this.
Is it just me or does this not smell of anything?
No, it smells a little hint of smoke.
Oh, a bit licorice, isn't it?
Oh yeah, you have to stick your face right in though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, smoke and licorice.
Smoke and licorice.
Yeah.
I've got a cold now.
And it tastes of monkey nuts.
Is it?
Unless that's the snacks I've been
Wow.
Yeah, it definitely tastes of monkey nuts.
Yeah, it does.
It's got that aftertaste of
the raw ones.
Yeah.
The problem. No doubt.
You love monkey nuts.
I love monkey nuts. But do I want them in a beer?
So you like monkey nuts but not acorns? That's the okay, it's bad. Monkey nuts good.
It's as smoky as a smoke beer.
Maybe.
It is quite smoky, yeah.
Not as smoky as.
Maybe, okay, it's not as smoky as that, but it's quite smoky.
It does taste like monkey nuts.
Unbelievably cloudy, mate.
You're going to love coming back. Mr. B will not come back to the next year's Christmas special, that's it.
I'm in charge of next year's Christmas special.
This is half of the fun of the Christmas special. You get the random beers that you're just totally hitting this.
I should tell you, I turned down the opportunity to buy Brooklyn's Christmas beer. in this podcast because I already had two American.
All right.
Also, Goose Island, they've got a winter ale that I decided not to buy because
yeah, it's not good. So,
no, they could have been good, but we'll never know.
I know.
This is created in the style of a dark, malty, strong Scotch ale with the addition of selected seasonal spices.
Monkey nuts.
And we sounds got... like it was brewed by the devil with nuts.
What are you like? What are you two like? Right.
Have you even tried it yet?
Yes, he hasn't tried it yet.
Mm-hmm. It's very dark, and you drink it, you get this big kind of slight licorice, and then really smoky, and then it does go very nutty at the end. What's bad about that?
What type of nut?
Maybe cashews.
Whatever. No, one type of nut that tastes
dry roasted. Actually, there's a bit of dry roasted in there because you get the kind of smoky dry roasted flavour.
I'm having a sit-in protest.
I'm going to swing off the cenotaph in a minute.
If only we had some Becks that you could open.
Yeah, those days ago. Yeah. I demand more from me.
Well, have a trashy bottle, though. I'll give you one. So what is it about this you don't like?
The taste.
Awesome. That's the cutting-edge analysis you tune in for in the Beercast.
That's why we're top of the pops.
That's why we rated, what, 3? I think our rating on iTunes is. It used to be 2.
It's gone up to 3.
It comes to 3.
Wow. Out of 100.
Yeah, I don't know what the rating is. It'll be going down after this, I'm sure.
It's like a more nasty smoked beer.
More nasty? Nastier than
nastier than the ones we've had?
It's much more concentrated feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It does feel like it could be diluted.
Yeah.
8.5%. Yeah, it's quite strong.
Even though it's the same volume as that. I don't know what it is, but that it's a very similar style.
Yeah.
And, but that just this just seems that much more punch to it, and I don't.
It's quite a savoury beer.
Mm. I mean, nowhere do they mention the fact that it's got smoke or smoke malt in it. It just says they add seasonal spices.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't taste many of them.
A strong Scotch ale with seasonal spices. They may have
said those words are not good. Strong Scotch ale.
Avoid. They may have smoked them all, but I don't think so. But it is very smoky.
Mm.
I'm going back in.
It's quite. There's quite. There is the licorice there. There's the smoke and there's the monkey.
Coming
nuts.
Back out and I'm running away. Again.
Three predominant flavours of, as you said, smoke, licorice, and monkey nuts.
Yeah.
Now listening to the dulcet tones of Craig eating.
Yeah, I knew I shouldn't have put the £1 Tesco value
you
snack
get
back.
It tastes very, very well.
From Mr. B. This would go well with a mince pie.
Why don't we try it?
Why don't we try it? Let's go. Because you have the sweet kind of fruity mince pie and the dark smoky taste from the beer. Yeah, I think that'd be great.
Pairing.
Yeah, food pairings. Anyway, we're running out of time, so maybe we should try that off air.
No, I'm going back with mince pie.
Okay, yeah, I'm munching while we're going. Well, what about the Christmas rating for the label while we're...
It's got a reindeer on it, and some Christmas bubbles.
You can't get more...
quite high.
You can't get more crispy.
You can have an 8 for that one.
Yeah, I would give an 8.
Solid 8.
Right.
Okay. You can't get more crispy than a reindeer and some baubles.
Right, do you want the bit that's being crushed by my finger?
No, I don't like mince pies.
Oh yeah, it's got raisins in it.
It's got the devil's fruit in it.
Right. But, okay.
The devil's fruit. Let's score a Madcap Santa Madness. And then we can get on to discussing what's going to be in our Beer of the Year show. Yes. Thank you for that. Fantastic. You don't tuck into mince pies, so you don't get a good reaction.
Doesn't taste smoky when you drink it with a eat it with a yeah. Drink it with a eat it.
Hang on. Such a shock.
When you have it.
When you have it, thank you.
Just
when
give
you
me
have it with a mince pie.
Give me number to 5 and move on, Craig. Let's go.
One.
Wow.
I'll give that one as well because I didn't like it.
It tastes like a donkey scrotum.
I'm gonna give it 3.5 for the separation of the licorice smoke and monkey nut taste. In sequence, I quite like. I'm giving
the sequence of monkey nut taste.
I'm giving them kudos for developing the monkey nut taste.
If only that's what they're intending. Oh, it tastes more smoky with the mince pie.
It does, you're right. Yeah.
So I wouldn't. You already. Okay. I'm gonna give that. Oh man. See, that's tough because I don't actually mind it that much. So I'm gonna have to give it 5, I think.
Very good.
Yeah.
Can I make a disclaimer?
Can I give a scoring for the mince pie?
You can say whatever you like. Go
no, I just want to say it as slightly disappointed that none of the beers tonight have kind of had the real Christmassy poor tea.
Well, you're welcome. I'm glad that you came around for the beers
that above you. No, I'm just, and it's not a reflection on you, it's a reflection on the beer.
Mm. The mince pies get us an
8.5 from me.
Good, they're Tesco Valley mince pies too. Well, they're not actually. Okay, thank you very much for...
No, thank you, Richard.
Thank you for
purchasing all of those.
One good
varied
beer.
10.5. What beer do you think won the beer?
Isolation Ale?
I've got no idea.
Possibly, yeah, Isolation.
Isolation Ale won by a landslide, and maybe that has made it into our Beer of the Year,
yes,
which we're now going to come on to.
We are now going to come on to that, yes. Let me give you the scores. Okay, yeah, in first place it was Odell Isolation Ale with 83%. Second place, Fine Ales Holidays on 70%. Then the Anchor Special Ale got 56%, which is... it's going down to less. That's the lowest scoring Anchor special beer in our history, so they are going on their downward slide. And then we had Schlenkerla got 26%, I think.
That's you grooving with your 5.5.
I don't know, I've not worked out the score for that yet. Anyway.
Yeah, it was that one.
It got a bit higher than that, I think.
That one, and the other one.
Yeah, Titanic got 20%, which is by far the lowest scoring beer on this one. And one of the lowest in BeerCast history. Anyway, thank you very much to Gruben, to Mr. B and Schultz. I'm Richard. Merry Christmas. That was our traditional second last BeerCast of the year. We only got a BeerCast Beer of the Year show to come, which is our 4 highest scoring beers of the year. Now we have Colonel IPA, which I've got bottles of. The second beer is going to be in there. It's going to be Monschoff Schwarz beer from Germany. I've got some of that on order. We then have 2 beers on 81%, both of which I have, Raj IPA and Brewdog Abstract AB01. Problem is, though, Odell has now got 83, so that has bumped both of those out.
Ah, so that's in. Mm. So how many, is that 3, and then we've got to choose one of those 2 with 81%?
Yeah.
Raj!
Oh no, we're going to have to be more scientific than that.
Why don't we just do 5?
I suppose we could.
Yeah.
Oh, you're being so maverick.
Do it.
That's a good point, let's do 5.
Seeing as we don't have the top beer, because the top beer was Caldera IPA and the second beer was Sierra Nevada Harvest 2009, unfortunately.
I've got Harvest 2010, if you want to slip that in.
I'll slip it in.
Alright.
Unfortunately, we couldn't find Caldera because, I mean, that got 95%. That was by far and away our highest scoring beer of this year. But we may come back with 5 beers in our Beer of the Year show. Especially if I've already bought some. So it'd be rude not to try them, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much to our panellists. You may hear a second Christmas special from our Southern chapter. And we'll be back with our BeerCast Beer of the Year show in January. Thank you and Merry Christmas from the BeerCast.
Bye.
Bye.
Right, I'll find some good Christmas beers next time.
Yeah, fucking hell, that was rubbish.
Our Christmas beers are hit and miss.
It's all part of the fun to have a lot of beers you don't like.